You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Editors need to decide whether to ensure that writers keep insure with an I and insure with an E distinct.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I know that you're going to explain this, and I'm going to go, oh, yeah, you're right. But I've never actually thought about there being a distinction between these two.
Oh, how interesting, because I find that I'm paying attention to this when I'm editing other people's work all the time and trying to make sure that I'm doing it correctly, because I think I know the rule on this, but maybe I'm not right. The rule that I learned was that ensure with an E is to guarantee something. So we want to ensure that you get home safely. Insure with an I, and I have to say this is tricky to talk about on the radio because, of course, these words sound exactly the same.
They do.
And I just have to indicate the spelling. So insure with an I is used in the sense of insurance policies.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about that that way. Okay.
That you insure your car with an I, but you ensure that someone got the information with an E. When I went to look into this, it appears that what I learned correlates with what you find in many, many style guides. The AP Style Book, 2015, you have use insure to mean guarantee with an E, use insure with an I for references to insurance. The New York Times Manual of Style, it says the same thing. Brian Garner in his usage guide, the third edition, 2009, again, exactly the same. He says, insure with an I should be restricted to financial contexts involving indemnification. It should refer to what insurance companies do. So this all seems straightforward. Let's do the history on this. Insure with an E comes into the language in the 1500s, comes in from Old French, Anglo-Norman, and it means to make a person sure, to convince, so much the same way that we can use it today. The form insure with an I appears to be just a variant of insure with an E. That's how it comes in. It's just a spelling variant. And then over time, we create this distinction.
We forced it. Yeah.
We did kind of force it. And we said, okay, now that we have insurance and it's this thing you can buy for your car or your house, that's going to be the I form and everything else is going to be the E form. Here's where it gets less straightforward. The New Yorker. Now, when you think of the editorial practices of the New Yorker, do you have any sort of gut sense about their editorial practices?
I love the New Yorker, but I definitely would think of them as having sort of a fussy style when it comes to that.
I do too. I mean, and quite strict. They have their own sense of what is proper written, edited usage.
Very particular.
So this comes from the New Yorker Culture Desk, Mary Norris. And there's a short video on the website for that and an entry, a little short written entry. And it says that insure with an I and insure with an E are almost synonyms. And the New Yorker uses insure with an I for both senses. And Mary Norris says, why? Because it's never wrong.
Okay.
And Brian Garner tweeted about this in November of 2017 and said, if the New Yorker accepts insure with an I, it's just one more idiosyncratic thing about its style sheet.
You know, if I saw that on a page, though, if I saw somebody had written, I want to insure with an I that you get home okay, that would look funny to me.
But I see it all the time.
I'm going to start looking for it.
You don't see insure with an E for insurance, the thing we buy. But I do see insure with an I for all the uses of insure out there. And it's interesting, the New Yorker, their stance is that with words that have an I-N-E-N variant, that they will always use the I-N, except for a whole set of exceptions like enclosure, endorse, entrust. So sometimes they do, but they use insure with an I for everything. I think I'm going to still keep editing it to maintain the distinction, but I realize that the ground is a little shaky.
I ensure you with an E, I ensure you with an E that I always love our conversations. Thanks so much.
A pleasure.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.